The chancellor also suggested that we require developers to use green technology. He suggested a moratorium for 2 or 3 years. He suggested buffers in areas between municipalities and areas such as state parks that would require 2 governmental bodies to act on a development for approval. That would make a big difference outside of Lewis and any of the towns. And he also recommended an adequate public facilities law. If we don't have the public facilities, we shouldn't approve development. Also, we are asking you to cooperate with the state of Delaware in downzoning land lying in the state's level 4 areas. The state's made it very clear there's no financial support coming for developments in this area, and that they are to remain rural in nature, allowing cluster developments of thousands of homes at a rate of 2 homes per acre, not rural use. We ask the county to protect all waterways, including tax ditches with vegetated buffers. There's no reason why the county can't step up and do that. Our inland bays are unique, as you've just heard, and I know you know that. And you know also that they draw many visitors and homeowners to Sussex, and that's a tremendous source of income for our county. But these bays are going to have to be protected. We also ask the council to adopt a definition of takings. We hear this term a lot regarding zoning. And I do have a booklet here from a recent conference that was held, actually, the Delaware League of Local Governments, University of Delaware Institute for Public Administration, and State of Delaware sponsored a conference on straight talk about takings. We could donate that to the county council if you would like to look at it. We need to come up with what takings means, what it is. As far as land conservation, we would ask you to please, if you're going to continue to support the Sussex County Land Trust with millions of tax dollars, that group should have public notices of any meetings that they have. And there should be a couple of members from the public on that board, because that is a public group. And we are not able to support the special development tax districts. We believe that developers need to pay fees for infrastructure. And we would also like you to consider abolishing clear cutting in your land use plan. And you saw some pictures of what is happening on Route 54. And that clear cutting is very much out of place in an area like this with the many valuable waterways. And I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
My name is Betty Deacon. I live at 18201 Hickory Lane, excuse me, in Lewis, Delaware. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight about the land use plan. I live in an unincorporated part of the county in a development called Sandy Bray. Sandy Bray was one of the first developments along Plantation Road and Postal Lane. There are 267 homes in Sandy Bray. My house is 28 years old. I purchased it about 12 years ago. Prior to that, I owned a mobile home in Colonial East for 10 years, but sold it when the lot rent doubled. That's when the housing boom started. I've personally experienced the changes in Sussex County over these 22 years. Tonight, I'm representing the No Build Coalition and the Plantation Road Coalition, which Joan Deaver spoke about. The No Build Coalition represents homeowners in Jimtown, along Plantation Road, the agricultural community, specifically the Walls family, and church members. Our coalition represents over 1,200 homeowners and church members on Plantation Road alone. The Israel United Methodist Church and their grave sites are on Plantation Road. It's been there many, many years. We all live along one of the 3 alternatives for the Western Parkway, one of the worst ideas DelDOT ever had, with the concurrence of the Sussex County Council. We are all against the Western Parkway in totality. That is why the No Build Coalition was formed, to represent all of the impacted people.